Let's start off by praying. Let's pray. God, we ask that you would speak to us this morning, that our hearts and our ears and our minds and even our spirits would be open to what you have to say. Be with us and teach us how to be your children. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm gonna admit to you one of my addictions. I am absolutely addicted to Facebook. I know some people say it's just a time waster or it's just one more thing that you have to check and keep on top of. And I will admit there are times when both of those things are absolutely true. But the reason I find Facebook so intriguing isn't the games or the silly comments or any of the other stuff that fits under the heading of time waster. It is the fact that sometimes it is only through chat on Facebook that I get to have a really deep conversation with someone. And that sometimes people post things, whether it's a status update, a video, or an article, that really get me thinking. The other day, one of my friends posted that she sometimes wishes she was someone else. And I have to admit, I was pretty shocked because this woman is fun and she's intelligent and she's gifted. She's just awesome. And I couldn't imagine how she could ever want to be someone else. She just has so much going for her. But then I got thinking about that. That status update kind of stayed with me throughout the day. And I realized that's probably true of all of us at one time or another. For example, I can easily admit to you that there are times I wish I was taller. Especially when I'm in the kitchen and the thing I need is on that top shelf. Or even worse, I'm in the grocery store and the thing I need is on the top shelf and the first few of them are gone, so I can't even do one of those to try and get it. My mom said to me, "Oh, well, that must be easy for you, Becky. You have, you know, you've got that bright, bubbly personality. You can just ask someone." I said, "Mom, I'm so shy. I would rather break my ankle than ask a stranger. See, sometimes I wish I wasn't entirely as shy as I am." And I can admit to you that I wish I was thinner, especially when I see some of the fashions that are in right now, you know, skinny jeans and big, tall boots. They don't really flatter my figure. And I would love to participate in them, but I just know that's not going to work all that well. At least my weight is something that I can do something about. But we all have these things that just, even maybe on rare occasions, make us wish that we were someone else. Over my holidays, I got to go see the movie The King's Speech with my parents. And it's a really great movie. There's some foul language in it because the king doesn't stutter when he swears. It's absolutely hysterical in the movie. But I highly recommend it. And in this movie, Prince Albert, who becomes king, he's the Duke of York at this point, and he's struggling against this absolutely debilitating speech impediment. But what the movie is really about is how Prince Albert, through the help of his speech therapist and the support of his devoted wife, Elizabeth, became a hero. How he became the voice of a nation when his nation was on the brink of war. To become a hero, Prince Albert had to face his fears. He had to overcome the image he had of himself. He believed he couldn't get better, that it wouldn't be possible for him to speak publicly. I'm quite sure that he must have wished he was someone else, anyone else. But the truth is that none of us can just snap our fingers and become someone else. I can't become, just with a snap of my fingers, my best friend who is both taller and carries less weight than I do. And Prince Albert couldn't just snap his fingers and become his brother, David, who spoke clearly and with ease. The truth is, I wasn't made to be my best friend. And Prince Albert wasn't made to be Prince David. We each of us are who God created us to be. And the point of our lives is not to dream them away as we wish we were someone else. The point of our lives is to be the best version of ourselves that we can be. That there is actually a hero and there is actually a masterpiece in each one of us. God created us to be heroic. God created us to be a masterpiece. And it is only our brokenness, our sin, and our lack of connection with God that prevents us at times from being that hero or that masterpiece. And if you want to know something about how to be a hero, if you want to know something about how to be a masterpiece, there is good news. Because God wants us to know something about that too. And so we find these words in the Gospel according to John. On the last and most important day of the festival, Jesus stood up and shouted, "If you are thirsty, come to me and drink. Have faith in me and you will be given life-giving water flowing from deep inside you, just as the scriptures say." Jesus was talking about the Holy Spirit who would be given to everyone that had faith in him. The Spirit had not yet been given to anyone since Jesus had not yet been given his full glory. Jesus, as he's speaking to the crowd, is describing what it looks like to have the Holy Spirit dwell inside of us. He is saying, if you believe in me, I will give you a river of life that will flow in you. He's saying you are meant to live in the flow of that river, the Holy Spirit. And if you will put your faith in me, I will give you the ability to do just that. Maybe you know this old chorus. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up a well into my soul. Spring up a well and make me whole. Spring up a well and give to me that life abundantly. That's what Jesus is talking about. That's exactly what Jesus is talking about. There is this river of life that is available to us if we would just trust in Jesus. If that river would flow inside us, and it would also flow straight through us and out into the world. You see, we're never blessed just for our own. We're blessed so that we can be a blessing. When Prince Albert became King George VI and found his voice and spoke hope to his people, he didn't do that for his own good. He didn't do that to prove he could conquer his speech impediment. You can see in the movie that he would have been much happier spending a very quiet life with his wife and their daughters. He would have joyfully left behind the public's eye, but he couldn't. He couldn't because his people needed him. And what drove him to doing the hard work of dealing with his speech impediment was his need to be of service to them. We are never blessed as if our receiving blessing was an end in itself. If God grants us blessing, it is so that we can be a blessing to others. If we are to become a hero, to become the masterpiece that is inside of us, it is not so that we can just walk around and others can walk past and go, there's a hero, there's a masterpiece. It is so that we can reach into the lives of others and be a force of beauty and a force of rescue for them. Not because we have the power to save, but because we have the power to lead them to the one who has the power to save. That can be done by inviting someone to church or, a little plug, Jim, to Alpha, as you've already heard this morning. It can be done by being a really great friend or finding out how much somebody needs and helping to fill those needs. Teresa of Avila wrote this in the 16th century, and just in case you were wondering, I picked this up off of a friend's Facebook update. She wrote this. She said, "Christ has no body now on earth but yours, no hands but yours, no feet but yours. Yours are the eyes through which to look to look out Christ's compassion to the world. Yours are the feet with which he is going to go alone about doing good. Yours are the hands with which he is to bless men now. So you might hear all that I am saying this morning, and you might think, well, Rebecca, that sounds pretty good, but my life isn't quite like that. I don't have hugely heroic tasks to do. And the mundane tasks I do have don't really add up to a masterpiece at the end of the day. But I want to challenge you on that. Because I think sometimes we get into a mindset where we are so interested in not bragging about ourselves that we actually belittle the good that we can do in the world. Maybe you think of yourself as just a mom, or just a dad, or just a person who works in an office. Well, what if, instead of prefacing whatever you do with just a, you instead added the suffix onto it for the kingdom of God? Instead of just a mom, you could be a mom for the kingdom of God. Wouldn't that change how you think about changing diapers and getting lunches together? Let me tell you, parents, and I say this as one who is not a parent myself, but the reality is you are either raising up a gift to humanity or you're not. The truth, right? Given the option, I mean, I'm not a parent, but I have lots of kids who I know through church affiliations and through friends, and I just hunger for them to be a gift to humanity. Don't you hunger for that for your own kids? Do you know what that looks like if you go under the surface of it? Because it sounds really good, gift to humanity. Yeah, let's stick that on my kids and be done. Well, what does that look like underneath? A child who's being raised to be a gift to humanity is a child whose parents' face light up when they walk in the room. A child who's being raised to be a gift to humanity is a child who never, ever questions that they are deeply, deeply loved. A child who is being raised to be a gift to humanity is a child who knows, because they have been taught this, that they are capable of greatness even in the ordinary tasks of life. A child who is being raised to be a gift to humanity is a child who is being raised in the flow of the Spirit, whose parents live in the flow of the Spirit. But let me give you another example, in case like me, you are not a parent. You could just be just a person who works in an office. Or you could be a person who works in an office for the kingdom of God. You could be a force of peace and of hope and of joy and of friendship in the office where you work each day. You could be just a contractor, or you could be a contractor for the kingdom of God. You could be a force for making sure that things are built properly and beautifully. You could be a force that brings excellence and honor to the job site every day. You could be just a anything, or you could choose to use what God has given you, the personality and the skills and the gifts that God has bestowed upon you, to bring a little bit of heaven right down here on earth. This is what Isaiah is talking about in that other passage that Wayne read for us this morning. When the Spirit is given to us from heaven, deserts will become orchards, thick as fertile forests. Honesty and justice will prosper there, and justice will produce lasting peace and security. You, the Lord's people, will live in peace, calm and secure, even if hailstones flatten forests and cities. You will have God's blessing as you plant your crops beside streams while your donkeys and cattle roam freely about. These are images of what the Old Testament refers to as shalom. Shalom is often translated just into the word peace in English. But it's a really deeper concept than that. Because sometimes when we think of peace, we think of just the absence of conflict. But shalom is so much richer than that. It is defined as completeness, wholeness, health, peace, welfare, safety, soundness, tranquility, prosperity, perfectness, fullness, rest, and harmony. Not just the absence of conflict, but the presence of life, the presence of what Jesus called abundant life, or life in all its fullness. The idea of a life that lacks conflict, but also abounds in wholeness. That's the choice before us. To live a life that is good, or to live a life that embodies shalom. Because when you live in shalom, you are a hero, and you are a masterpiece, and you are living in the flow of the Spirit. Let's pray. God, your words are so good and yet even overwhelming at times in their goodness. Help us not to be overwhelmed, but help us to be partnering with you and to be trusting you to find those ways in which we can embody shalom, that we can be your hands and your feet in this world. We pray this in the strong and powerful name of Jesus. Amen.